4 DLS and Blue Ridge 2 meter net for KB0 KBJ, Mr. Steve up there in Clear Lake, South Dakota. Well, Steve, you get out of here, several years ago. You've been up there in South Dakota for a good while now, but you sent me some pictures or a video over the phone. You said you were taking a shortcut from one side of a lake to the other. If you went around the roads, it'd take you so long to get home, but if you cut across here, you could make it in just a few minutes. You sent me a video of that, and you got out there, was playing around and doing donuts and all kinds of crazy stuff. So I can imagine, being a little older and a little wiser now, you don't play quite as much on the ice as you used to.
Well, I don't know. I guess I still do. I'm going fishing on it now, and I'll go out there and spin around and such with my vehicle. You know, it's no snow, so still bare ice. But that's just where I was last night. Was where that video, where I took that video. You can't go across. Well, I wouldn't advise going across that route I did in that video, because there's an ice heave between the two. What do they call them? Where you put your boat in. I forget. Anyhow. Yeah. One on each side of the lake. There's an ice heave that runs there, and that ice is buckled up. And that's where every time I've heard this winter somebody dropping their vehicle through the ice, it's always been when they've tried to cross an ice heave. The ice just gets thinner there, you know. But yet protects the water from freezing underneath. And, so you don't want to cross ice heaves. You can't do that route this year. But the lake, I'm surprised it even has an ice heave in it. It's not that big a lake, you know. But I guess it does. I went scuba diving out in that thing at the end of December. It was December 30th. It was open water for some odd reason. I got some video of that. I didn't put it online, but I did do that. Usually it just freezes solid. Now on bigger lakes, like the one I was on this weekend, it started getting cold Tuesday night. And, getting seriously cold. And that, you could hear that ice starting to change. The fact that there was booms and thundering cracks and such, you know, racing around as it expanded and got colder and expanded. It just went on for a long time. I tried to stick my phone down in the ice hole to record the sound, but I didn't have anything plastic to protect the phone from that. So I wasn't able to record that sound of ice booming and thundering away, you know.
Well, Steve, I had never thought about the ice as it was expanding, making those kind of sounds underneath there. Now, I do know that, when you put a lot of pressure, like the weight of a semi and the load that it's carrying on there, it pops and crackles. But I would love to hear that thundering sound just once. I don't know that that I would like to sit on the ice overnight listening to it. But that would probably be really a neat experience to be able to hear that. Maybe one day you'll be able to take some kind of recorder or something up there other than your phone with some protection, and you can do that again and let us all hear it.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool to hear, I suppose. If you've never heard it before, it certainly does get your attention. You know exactly what it is when you're on it. There's no doubt. especially because you could see the cracks, you know. I mean, you could see, it kind of, a crack is a good way of telling the depth of the water without going and, or depth of the ice without going and drilling a hole. Because it'll be a vertical crack 2 feet thick, you know, all the way down to the water. And so it gives you some depth perception. And I got a picture. I should send you that. I took a picture of one last time I was on the lake. One of the last times. Maybe I even got a video. I don't got no sound, of course, but I do have a picture of the crack going down in the ice. But yeah, like I said, you have no doubt at all. You know exactly what, and you try to do a little levitating at first, like, woo, 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 where's it at? So, that's kind of the funny stuff, how a person reacts to that kind of thing, you know. No, I haven't. I don't think I've ever felt it shake or move. It's just loud, and you know, you imagine it's kind of like a glacier, you know, 2 feet thick across a big area, expanding, and yeah, it's a lot of pressure. Well, I don't know if it's going to be me after it is warm weather. You know, it'll make noise too when it thaws or gets warmer, I should say. I heard that once in the evening as it got cold, bing, and then it kind of settled down. And about, you know, 5-6 in the morning, as it got warmer again, I guess it boom, bang, bang, and the lake did it again. So that was kind of interesting. But yeah, some years we don't get that thick, you know. You got to be real careful if you want to be go fishing. But this year, nice. It's a nice thick ice out there. There's been some years though. People have to start drilling. You got about a 3 foot ice auger, you know, ice drill bit. You drill a hole in the ice. They used to have gas powered. Now they got electric drills, you know. There's been some years, not too many. I think I can remember one in the last 15 years I've been here. 1 year, the guys were having to get extensions because their 3 foot bit was not reaching all the way through the ice. That's pretty rare though. Yeah, Clear Lake here, one near me. Yeah, that was open near the swimming beach, which is on the other side of the lake from where I live. It's, you know, a square mile. It's not 640 acres, which is a square mile. And, you know, a few miles to drive around the lake, you know. And the road goes all the way. Anyhow, yeah, on the other side of the lake at the swimming beach, it was open. I think I went there Saturday, last Saturday of December, and I was like, huh, that's weird. It had been frozen. And it's not an area I go by every day, so I was just driving around the lake. I was like, that's weird. Well, I guess it is what it is, you know. It was about, I don't know, 10 acres worth or such that was open, right up to the shore. And I'm like, you know, might have to get my kayak out. Next day, Sunday, it was just a beautiful day. No wind, sunshine out. And it wasn't very cold. I went back out there with the wife and kids in my kayak, and I said, well, I'll throw in the scuba gear, too. Maybe I'll use that. I got out there, and it was even larger. It was like 40 acres. It was open. I'm like, hey, sweet. So went out there and on the kayak, and it was nice, clear water. A lot of times in the summer, it's all stirred up from the wind in the shallow lake. It's not very deep. It's like 8, 10 feet, you know. So it all gets really stirred up, the mud does at the bottom from the wind action in the summer, but you know, no wind in when the ice covers it, and it was clear. So I got the kayak out and went and did that, and then I came back and I said, yeah, I'm going to take the gear out, you know. So I took the gear out. I swam across, scuba dove, whatever. I mean, I could see the bottom. I probably could just have thrown a snorkel on, because it wasn't even deep enough really justify taking the gear out, but I did anyhow. I swam across to the ice on the other side. Well, all out to the ice, I should say. Crawled up on the ice. I was laying there. It was so calm. I could hear Aaron. He's three now. He's starting to get his speech is getting better, but still not great. I guess we must have been watching too many shark videos or something. But he's like hollers out to me. He's like, there's a shark in the water! So, that was kind of cute. I got that one on video, too. Megan was videotaping. Shark in the water! You know, his poor speech there, but it was clear enough he was worried about sharks getting me. I stood on that ice out there, you know, and I'm a couple hundred pounds, especially with the gear on, and I jumped up and down on it and finally broke it, and then I did it again in another spot, and it was only 3 inches thick that I got on. I could stand on that thing, and I was jumping for all I dared, because, you know, slippery, don't want to fall. I couldn't break it, and I mean, I was right on the edge, so that was kind of surprising.
Mr. Steve up there in Clear Lake, South Dakota. Well, Steve, that's amazing. You know, it's a wonder that, well, I don't know, it's 3 inches thick on ice. It's pretty tough. But, you know, it does have a little support under it. You know, if it had a little air gap or something, it might have broken a little easier. But if you got the water sloshing around and the right, and the timing just right, it might have broke.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that water being incompressible there, and it was flat, calm day, no wind or waves or no variations, it supported the ice a lot more than I thought it would.
Through the ice and you wasn't expecting it. So
let's not have that happen. Yeah, or be prepared for when it does. Which I was. I had my wetsuit on and such. Well, I guess I've held it up long enough. Been good chatting with you this evening there, Gary. Wife and kids are all doing good here. Haven't had too many coughs or sneezes or none of that business going on here this winter. Kind of tends to get it going in the winter. But we still got some left to go, too. But so far, everyone's been healthy. And trust you had enjoyed have been also. You have yourself a good evening, Gary. KF4DOS and the net, KB0KBJ.
Alrighty, Steve. Well, I have thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. Please tell Miss Megan and the rest of the family we said hello. I know the girls know me, or at least most of the family knows me. But tell everybody we said hello from down this way. and look forward to seeing y'all and talking to you again real soon. Again, tell Megan we said hello, and we'll talk to you later. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. One for comments. Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. That's going to wrap it up, folks. I'll submit my net report. Malfunction. We'll give it another minute. Folks, had a grand total of 56 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.